Welcome to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio, where we have live music for much of this hour. And, of course, the 12:30 quiz question, as promised, is going to be a short one today. It will be from our WHY department, pretty rare in that regard. And the music is going to be coming from three performers who are students at the Royal Academy of Music. And, well, I'll welcome you collectively right now, so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Norman. Thanks very much.
Nick Bonnady is at the piano, and Patrick Terry is countertenor. And then also we're hearing from Lauren Hayes, who is a harpist. And Lauren, I think you're the only one from Wisconsin. No, that's not true.
Patrick and I are both from Wisconsin, yes.
You're from Whitewater originally?
I am.
And then sort of connected to Janesville, though.
Yes, Patrick is from Janesville.
Okay. All right. More of that later. And then, Nick, where do you hail from?
I'm from Portsmouth, Virginia.
And you all met then at in London, Royal Academy?
Yes, we did.
It's extraordinary. I met these wonderful people an ocean away, and we've decided to do concerts together another ocean back, which is inconvenient, but a lot of fun.
And you're going to have a concert in Janesville?
In Janesville on Friday at, I think, 7:30.
Yes.
At the Performing Arts Center.
And what are you going to be performing for that occasion?
Yes, what we're performing today is selections from that concert. We're going to do, me and Lauren are both going to do solo stuff. We're both going to do with Patrick some music. And at the very end, we have a new composition written by J.P. Mertz, who is originally from Janesville as well. So it's really exciting.
Okay, Janesville and Wisconsin celebration August 14th, and this is kind of a sneak preview of it. You're starting, Nick, with a composer, actually, these are all American composers we'll be hearing from.
I think
Hindemith sort of after the fact.
Yes. But
yeah. Very American connected, yes.
And all 20th century, too, not too surprisingly. Starting with Menotti, who was another of those Americanized composers.
Yes, originally from Italy.
And not a composer that we think of so much as writing for the piano, but he did write some charming piano stuff.
Yes, there's a concerto that he did. There's this piece and some shorter pieces for younger players, but he was mostly famous for his operas. And this piece that I'm playing, it's a Ritornelle and Toccata, actually steals its theme from an opera called The Old Maid and the Thief. Just a very short two bars of music that he's going to work with and extrapolate upon.
Well, here we go then. This is Nick Bonnady's with the Toccata and Ritornelle by Menotti.
Thank you.
Not exactly a pushover, I'm guessing, given the dexterity poured into the Toccata and Ritornelle by Giancarlo Menotti, our pianist for the occasion, Nick Bonnady's, and he's performing in Janesville along with Lauren Hayes and Patrick Terry. Do you have a collective name for your trio?
We do not yet.
It's a rather unusual combination for a trio, is it not? Harp, piano, and countertenor?
It is. I don't think we've found actually any literature that was written for this combination.
So you have to get rather creative and resourceful.
Yes.
Now, the Royal Academy of Music, so what kind of place is that?
So it's a school in London. There's about 600 students who attend. They have bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and postgraduate, doctoral, everything. It's a nice mix of cultures. There's about 50% British and 50% students from other countries.
And did you, since you two are from Wisconsin, Patrick and Lauren, did you sort of discover by chance, you're from Wisconsin, where are you from, once you got to London?
Yeah, we did. So we grew up about 20 minutes away from each other, and we didn't actually meet face-to-face until we were in London studying there together. And so it's been a pretty big slice of serendipity meeting up and being able to come back to our sort of collective communities and perform and show what we've learned. And, you know, Lauren and I have been so blessed to be from this area of Wisconsin where we've been supported so generously. And so it's wonderful to be able to come back and sort of share with what they helped us do.
And when do you graduate from the academy?
We're all entering our second year of our master's, so we will be graduating next July.
And so you're planning to travel then as a trio after that?
Potentially. We've been talking about making this sort of thing an annual event, not only in Wisconsin, but possibly expanding to other states or just seeing where it takes us.
You sort of have to look for day jobs, though, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So that'll be part of the deal, too.
Yes.
Well, we'll continue this performance of Americana with works, a series of short ones by Ned Roram, a contemporary composer, but one who is, let's see, he would be about 92 years old now, I think.
He is, yeah. Yes.
And so has had a long composing career behind him. And this combination of harp and countertenor, was that how he wrote these songs?
He wrote these for countertenor and piano, actually. And
He wrote them for voice and piano. And some of these are excerpted from Songs of Love and the Rain, which was wrote for mezzo-soprano and piano. So we've done a little bit of reworking them. But I think that we sort of went through and saw which pieces would make really beautiful music with a countertenor and harp voicing. So.
Okay, well, and so is there, it's just called Song Set, because this is taken from various parts of the Ned Roram repertory.
Exactly, yep. We've sort of made our own little cycle.
Okay, here it goes. Songs by the American composer Ned Roram. First time I think we've heard his music during the midday. And our performers were countertenor Patrick Terry, and the harpist was Lauren Hayes. And we'll be hearing more from them, and we'll also be bringing back our pianist too, Nick Bonades. And of course, we'll have the 12:30 quiz question shortly too. All of that after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And now back with our performers, and in particular, for the next set of pieces, our pianist will bring back Nick Bonades, and we'll hear some more from countertenor Patrick Terry. And so, Patrick, a couple of questions before we get into this music by Samuel Barber. How does one become a countertenor?
Well, it is a long and windy road. And different for everybody, but in my case, I was studying at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities with Adriana Zabala as a tenor for 2.5 years, and was really frustrated with my vocal development. I didn't have the kind of top that I needed. I really didn't have the kind of bottom that I needed, vocal range. I mean, like,
a great middle, though.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, I had a lot of pluck. Uh-huh. And but I did have a really well-developed falsetto, and I used it kind of as a joke. If somebody needed a carabino to practice their Susanna recit, I'd help. And I thought, maybe I can mix this down into my tenor voice. And I finally took it to my teacher, and she said, oh, we're not going to mix that down. We're going to bring everything up. This is a whole new repertoire. And so I really didn't know much about the countertenor repertoire, or even countertenors as they existed, just as singers, until I started really diving in deep once I transitioned. So, that's how it worked out for me.
So you're officially a countertenor versus a tenor. I mean, that's mm-hmm. pretty much what you do.
Yeah, I don't think very many people want to hear me sing as a tenor, so we're going to stick with countertenor.
All right, we'll stick with countertenor then. And this is another composer, one of the great American composers, Samuel Barber, who, among other things, you know, concertos and operas and things like that, did write songs, and we'll hear two of them, and these are called?
This is Sure on This Shining Night and Sleep Now.
Two songs by Samuel Barber, and our performers were countertenor Patrick Terry and pianist Nick Bonades, and we'll be hearing solo harp shortly. And now back to Lauren Hayes. She hails from Whitewater originally and is a student in harp at the Royal Academy in London, a graduate student.
Yes, master's.
And you have chosen Paul Hindemith, who has this reputation for having written for just about every instrument that existed in
yes.
the 20th century. And I suppose he could play a lot of them, too.
That's what I heard. I don't know if that's an urban myth or if he actually could.
So what does he have to contribute to the harp?
So I think it's very interesting for the harp because there were so many wind compositions being written at this time. And there wasn't a whole lot of harp literature being written in the neoclassical era. And this piece is wonderful. It's very non-traditional for the harp. It's the work's form. The first movement is marked moderately slow. The second movement is actually the quick movement. And the third movement ends as very slow, marked in German.
Oh, yeah, so that's kind of inside out.
Yes.
By traditional standards. And we'll be hearing then those two slow movements.
Correct.
The outer movements,
yes, yeah.
First and third. Is this the only harp sonata by Hindemith?
It is the only harp sonata. The only other Hindemith written for a harp was in chamber ensembles. There's a few pieces for, I believe it's clarinet, bassoon, flute, and harp. And he has a couple other large ensembles written.
So that's why we just call it harp sonata.
Yes.
Movements from the harp sonata by Paul Hindemith, and do you get the idea, Lauren, that Hindemith really knew the instrument?
I do. He wrote very idiomatically for it. The first movement was written, it was supposed to imply as if you were playing in a cathedral, which I think it does a lot. It uses a lot of ringing notes, full broad chords. And the third movement is actually very sad. It sets the scene for a funeral with an old harp behind the altar.
And he had some nice bell tone effects and so on in there, too.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, all three of you, for joining me for the midday today. I've had here in our Buck studio performing Lauren Hayes, the harpist, and Nick Bonades, who's the pianist, and Patrick Terry, the countertenor, and they'll be performing August 14th. Is that, that's Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Janesville, and what's the venue again?
The Performing Arts Center.
At 7:30? 7:30.
Okay,
and that will be an American celebration.
Yes.
Program, some of which you've heard during the midday today. And again, best of luck with all ventures after the Royal Academy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.